From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Civil rights attorney Lynn Stewart was sentenced today to 28 months in prison. She had been facing up to 30 years. Stewart was convicted in 2005 of aiding terrorists by allowing her client, the blind Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, to communicate with a reporter from prison. NPR's Margot Adler joins us now from outside the courthouse in New York. And Margot, what was the reaction outside the courthouse after the judge issued that sentence?
Well, there were about several hundred of her supporters there. And when they heard that Lynn Stewart had received 28 months instead of 30 years, there was incredible relief, chanting, applause. I think the relief was palpable.
Did you hear anything from Lynn Stewart herself?
Yes, she came out with her husband, Ralph Poynter, with three of her 14 grandchildren. She was handed a bouquet of roses, and she basically said, no one looks forward to 2 years in jail, but as my clients have said, and remember, she has a history of defending poor and unpopular clients, as my clients have said, I can do that standing on my head. We won a great victory over an overreaching government.
I want you to remind us what Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman did, who he is, and what Lynn Stewart did to help him communicate from jail.
He was, he is an Egyptian cleric who was convicted in 1995 of a foiled plot to bomb New York City monuments. Stewart was his lawyer in the case, but her real problem started after that when she was essentially his lawyer and he was in jail and she was advocating for prison conditions. And in the course of that, she violated special administrative measures known as SAMs, which basically forbid that the sheikh communicate with his followers or with the media, and she gave a statement to Reuters that basically said that the sheikh no longer supported the ceasefire between his group, the Islamic group, and the Egyptian government.
Now, I understand that you and other reporters could not get into the courtroom today. What do you know about what the judge said at sentencing?
Well, what we heard from the few reporters that got in, and Washington Post and CNN and Daily News and didn't get in, the judge was really interesting. He basically said he could not give the sentence the government wanted because of Stewart's extraordinary work, that the government had asked for 30 years. Judge Kodal said the sentence warrants a substantial downward variance. Because of her personal characteristics, he mentioned her age, 67, her cancer, her 30 years of defending poor and unpopular clients, that she never used her career for personal gain, that she was financially destitute. Then he talked about the crime, and he said that, yes, it was an incredibly serious crime, abusing her position as a lawyer to smuggle communications from her client, releasing potentially lethal public statements, actions way beyond zealous advocacy, but the crimes do not wipe out 30 years of service, and therefore he was going to give her 28 months.
And what did prosecutors say about that?
We did not hear. It's very, very, you know, often you never hear from the prosecution. They did not come out and did not talk with the press, but they clearly were deeply disappointed.
Again, the news today from the court in New York City is a 28-month sentence for civil rights lawyer Lynn Stewart. Margot Adler, thank you very much.
You're welcome.